If Democrats take control of the U.S. House in November, as many pollsters predict, the fate of some of Alaska's biggest resource priorities could rest with someone most Alaskans have never heard of. Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva is in line to become chairman of the House Resources Committee if the chamber switches hands. And he said today that a bill to close the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling will be at the top of his list. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin takes a look at who Grijalva is and what he wants for the 49th state.
I wanted to thank everybody and thank you for making the time.
If the Democrats take the House, Grijalva will likely have grand hearing rooms available to him. He'll be able to call formal proceedings on subjects he wants to draw attention to. But now, he's just in a meeting room in a House office building. He's holding what's billed as a forum on the Arctic Refuge.
What's going on right now in Washington and with this administration is critically important to all of us. The Arctic Refuge is something that is not only held in esteem, but is a beloved.
Grijalva is from Tucson, and he's ranked one of the most liberal members of the House. He was the first in the House or Senate to endorse Bernie Sanders for president in 2015. Alaska Congressman Don Young often accuses Grijalva and other Democrats on the Resources Committee of reading environmentalist talking points about Alaska. But Grijalva sees it differently. He says championing environmental issues like the Arctic Refuge is a way of standing up against moneyed interests.
The caribou don't conduct a lot of fundraisers for us. And the wilderness can't write us checks. And these are all being sacrificed to satisfy this Republican obsession with opening up every acre of public land to drilling or mining.
This event was intended to highlight a new bill that would overturn last year's decision to open the coastal plain of the Arctic Refuge to drilling. It has zero chance of passing now, with Republicans in charge of Congress. But Grijalva says it gives drilling opponents something to organize around. He ended the meeting a little abruptly with a glance at the clock.
Thank you. We have to clear out the room. They only give it to us until 5 minutes from now.
Grijalva says things will be different if his side wins the election, and he doesn't just mean room reservations. He says Democrats are itching to hold Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke to account and maybe roll back recent changes to public lands policy. And he says one of their first bills will be the one to stop development in the Arctic Refuge.
This is something that you have to turn back. You can't negotiate a way out of this. You have to defeat it.
Among the speakers at the forum was Danetta Tritt, who is Gwich'in Athabascan. She spoke about how her people are tied to the caribou of the Arctic Refuge. Gwich'in opponents of drilling are frequent witnesses at forums like these. Democrats rarely invite leaders from Alaska Native corporations, which overwhelmingly want to see oil development in Anwar. But Grijalva says the corporate support shouldn't eclipse what the Gwich'in are saying. Tritt from Arctic Village just met Grijalva that day, but she says she was impressed with how warm he was and how intently he listened.
At the end of the meeting, he reached out both his hands and held mine and said, thank you. And then just coming out here in the hallway and giving me a hug and a kiss on the cheek and saying, we're going to do everything to take back the house.
Tritt says she'll go back home and tell her people, drilling opponents, they have a friend in Washington. And depending on what happens in November, that friend may be holding a chairman's gavel. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.